for some reason, I can't get First John out of my head, so we're going to spend the next few days studying First John. Little John, first chapter. The three letters of John, as opposed to the Gospel of John, are in opposition to essentially what was called in the first century Gnosticism, which was knowing about instead of being mixed with. It was alleged secret knowledge that was... It was the same as all other religions, that there was supposedly secret stuff that was only for the creme de la creme, as opposed to the idea that the mystery of the gospel is that we are mixed with or become one with him, not by intellect or knowledge. And so this first part of it is important. It sets a predicate. And he says things like, that which we have seen, that which we have been with, that which we have handled, is what we're talking about, not some knowledge. Okay? That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now, to me, that first verse is what's necessary for you to teach. If you haven't heard, seen, looked upon, and your hands have handled of the word of life, then you can't talk about the word of life. You can just talk about it from a Gnostic standpoint. And I think all heresies come from one place, where Jesus Christ did come in the flesh, and he will come in the flesh. But it's only the people of God that can say he is come in the flesh. What?
While we were singing Saturday night, I think I saw that very thing, because it's like we were transported back to the beginning. I mean, there's no separation between this and what was happening in that room. It was at the same place.
Oh, that's great. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Now remember, all of the Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi, are parables and types and tropes of Messiah. There's no question about it, of this mystery of the finishedness of God. The four Gospels are the completion of that which was prophesied. All of the letters are the expression of that finishedness in his people. And then the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, and that's true over all of time. There's no more future. There's really no more past. There's only now. Now is the accepted time. Because any other place puts you either in a position of regret or if only, and puts you in the place of having something to do. And if you have anything to do, then you have to work it. Peace. That which we have seen and heard, there declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, so you'll know something? No. So that your joy will be fulfilled. Not temporal happiness, which is dependent on circumstances, but your joy would be fulfilled and never to be let go of. These things we write unto you that your joy would be fulfilled. The question is, has your joy been fulfilled? Or are you still walking where every once in a while you have some glimpse, but most of the time you're walking in darkness? This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. My question is, are you in him? Is he in you? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. We may think we know the truth, but we don't do the truth. Knowledge isn't knowing about, knowledge is being about. Capisce? And so anytime there is darkness in your, from your standpoint and from God's standpoint, anytime there is not joy, anytime there is not peace, there is darkness. Anytime there is judgment, there is darkness. So you've sold the birthright for some little issue. So you're walking in darkness. If you're walking in darkness, the only way out is, Father, forgive me. I leave myself behind. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then have we fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So the walk of fellowship has nothing to do with conciliation or reconciliation between you. The act of oneness and in fellowship with one another is only to do whether or not you're in fellowship with him. This is critical, because otherwise you'd spend your half of your life thinking something is wrong with somebody and you got to fix it. So I said the other night, you know, forgiveness is your business. And the only reason that you can forgive is because you see what you've been forgiven of, and it would be ludicrous for you to hold something against anyone or anything. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, that's obvious. I don't have to explain that, do I?
You can only
be in or out.
You are saying you have no sin when, if I turn my attention to my relationship with you and judge you as good or bad or in any way, I'm saying that the thing between me and God is complete because I am perfect. I'm without sin. And I'm capable of doing what I'm doing. It's just, I've forgotten that I am wounds and bruises and putrefying sores and a fallen creature. I've forgotten all of that, and I'm saying I can rise up and do something.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So it's either all total, perfection, peace, joy, or it's all sin, darkness, hatred. There's no in between. The light is either on or it's off. You're not getting better. You haven't gotten better. It has nothing to do with how much time you've spent. It's instantaneous. It's on or off. And so therefore, this is why the belief that time is necessary is the way that you justify your sin. Everybody understand perfectly?
It's the judgment day being right, right there.
Right. It's always Judgment Day.
Facing
the mind is paddling to grace.
My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Now, that's pretty simple. He cannot sin, for his seed remaineth in him. All you can do is sin if you're not repentant. If you haven't seen that the axe has been laid to the root of the tree and are somehow concerned with how somebody is treating you, or oh, you deserve better than this, or whatever it is. And then you've fallen from the strong city. You're back down. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Now the word perfected is a process. It's the Greek word teleos, and it means to put to the test for the purposes of approving. You're never put to the test for the purposes of disapproving, because you have already been disapproved. And you're not going to get better by taking action or memorizing or hiding the Word of God, memorizing it. You're going to get better by saying, for me to live as Christ, to die as gain. That's not better, that's death. It's not complicated. It's the simplest message in the universe. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. And the word ought there, in English, it makes it sound like it's optional. This is what you should do if you're being a good boy. That's not what it means. It means this is what the result is if you are in him. Now, the reason that the message isn't to you and I individually is because we have an inordinate capacity to deceive ourselves. Therefore, the life is always manifested in a people. And the test is, as we will see, do you love the brethren? I.e., do you give more importance to their life than to yours? Or are you protecting you and yours? Okay, listen, this is what it says. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you. It's saying, I write you no new commandment, but I write unto you a new commandment. Sounds like a contradiction. No, because the commandment that he's now writing is its own power. Always it's been love your neighbor as yourself. That was part of the law. But now the new commandment is the strength to accomplish it, because it's him. It's he who alone fulfilled it. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. Now again, hate here, love, hate is, what's the opposite of love? Sloth. What is the manifestation of sloth? Tolerance. Truces. And love as a verb means give breath to, give importance to.
You only give importance to the Father. There is nothing else going on in your life. And if you give importance only to the Father, you will love the brethren because He is love. But if you take your eyes off Him and put it on somebody else, even your husband or wife, they can't meet the standard. And so you will end up, if you're going to save your marriage, you'll have 5 million truces. Anybody know what I mean? Anybody have any truces? You better get rid of them. You better risk everything to get rid of all truces. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother, and again, loveth is the verb, it's agapeo. That means what you give importance to. You've got to give the brethren more importance than you give yourself or yours. Well, you can figure out a way to justify it if you're not living in the community. Oh, yeah, I'd be willing to give them. I've got my whole private life and all my aces in the hole and all my. But I'm willing to give it away. Well, no, you're not. That's why it's tested in an intimate body. That's why I hate this. I'd much rather just think I would be willing to do it.
I'll trade places.
All right. I agreed. When do we leave for North Carolina?
You lost out on it.
I know. Where's my cousin?
He that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. So the whole mystery of God is tested in the brethren. And the brethren, it's a word. It's a very simple word. It means out of the same womb. It doesn't mean your brethren over in New Guinea or somewhere, because that can't be tested. It's the brethren that are intimately here with you. Everybody understand? I don't feel like talking anymore. We'll continue on 1 John for the next few days, I'm sure. Anybody have any response? You guys have anything to say since you're leaving us?
Yeah. You know, this has been, for us, it's been a test. We've not seen... And it's irrelevant. And last night, we went to go meet a friend last night that's been staying here in Dallas, who I've judged because he hasn't seen what I see. And I was humbled pretty for the rest of the life.
Good.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, you know, God will bring people into your lives to test this. If you don't have any brethren somewhere, it's going to be tested by just, you know, whatever. God will bring things along to see if you're going to
Right. Show
yourself, you know, one way or the other.
And what will happen is you will slowly but surely, more and more, you will limit your boundaries so that rather than expanding the tent pegs, you begin to slowly limit, so you can convince yourself you love within this small, little, narrow environment until you're finally alone in a little closet.
And then you find out.
Huh? And then you find out.
Yeah, I mean, but
still no love.
But that's why everything moves towards, like, the gated community, the being with people like you. It's human nature to do that, to protect, and it's the reason Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. They weren't destroyed because there was homosexuals there. They were destroyed because they didn't care for the poor and the needy round about them. And so it's this thing you're hardwired to do until you see the futility of it. And then you find you're still hardwired to do it, but you just find out you don't owe what your mind, what your hardwire, you don't owe that anything. Again, trespass is what you do. Sin is what you are. That's a big difference. What?
Oh, I just think, and I know how much you hate it when I talk about things I've seen in a movie or a TV show. There's this great X-Files that Ken George just shows every year. It's a gated community meeting. It's a gated community, and they have like these police that come out because this guy put up his own mailbox. And he's broken the covenant of the rules.
If you know I hate this so much, why do you bring it up?
Because I was sitting here minding my own damn business, and you went, "What are you grinning at?"
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say, "What are you grinning at?"
Well, whatever it was. I'm answering your question.
Forgive me.
Sorry to ask.
Sorry I asked.
But what's the clock to kick your
ass? So there was this mailbox thing?
Some kind of X-Men. You want to know about it? Ask me after the meeting's over.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Ronnie answered, "Yes, this is Trinity Foundation. How may I help you?" And this is Oli. Is Harry there? Harry, it's Oli on the line. That son of a bitch, didn't he know I'm busy? Hi, Oli, how are you? What can I do for you? That son of a... He hangs up. That son of a bitch, how in the hell does he expect me ever to get anything done? All right, take it, big guy. Jessica, do you have anything to say?
I'm overwhelmed. I have to stop sorting through, and I have to just let everything go, and I don't know where it all settles yet.
Join the club. Take it, big guy.